إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، in the series on dhikr, inshallah, today I want to remind myself and you about that dhikr which is called Afzalu Dhikr, which is La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah is called Afzalu Dhikr because that is the essence of our religion. That is the foundation of Islam. That is the kalima on which the whole of this deen is based. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that a man will be brought before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, and his book of deeds will be placed on the scale, and it will be full of evil deeds, and one side of the scale will be firmly on the ground, huge book of deeds. And then the man will be asked, do you have anything for the other side of the scale? The man will say, I have nothing. So it will be said to the man, you have something. The man will say, I have nothing. So it will be said to the man again, you have something. The man will say, I have nothing. It will be said to the man, something will be given to the man written on a small card, small piece of paper. And it will be said to him, put it on the other side of the scale. So the man will take this note, which is one line which is written on another, on a piece of paper, on a card, and he will put it on the other pan of the scale. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that pan on which this piece of paper is placed will slam down with such force that this book of deeds, which is heavy with evil deeds, will fly up in the air. And what is written on this piece of paper? La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. The weight of this kalima is that which, the kalima is the criterion which will decide between Jannah and Jahannam, between eternal salvation and eternal damnation. The single thing which will decide. If somebody has everything, but he does not have this one kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, all of that which he has no value. Has no value whatsoever before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. All the good the person may have done, he will be given the reward of it in this dunya itself. On the Day of Judgment, it will have no value before Allah. So this kalima adds value to everything else. It is like a series of zeros. And you put the one in front of that line of zeros and you have a million, billion, trillion, whatever. And if you remove that one from those zeros, they're all zeros. A trillion zeros have no value. It's a zero. But you put the one, that one adds value to everything, and that one is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala Jalla Jalala. So the kalima is the affirmation. It is the witness. It is the acceptance that there is nobody worthy of ibadah, worthy of worship, except Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala Jalla Jalalu. And that Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the messenger of Allah, is the final messenger of Allah, after whom there is no messenger. This La ilaha illallah is that foundation of this deen. La ilaha illallah starts with the nafi, starts with the denial of everything. La ilaha, there is no deity, there is no one worthy of worship. Illallah, except Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It starts with the nafi and the isbat, the affirmation confirms. The affirmation actually confirms the denial. There's no one worthy of worship except Allah. Only Allah is worthy of worship. Everything else is not worthy of worship. La ilaha illallah also means There is no one who is worthy of obedience in opposition to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. He said, Oh my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have you seen those who have taken as the object of worship their own desires? Now if you think about it, nobody actually worships a desire. So what is the meaning of saying object of worship? It means that they allow their desires to supersede the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not drink alcohol. The person has a desire to drink alcohol, he drinks alcohol. He's not putting a bottle of whiskey and making sujood to that, no. But he is drinking that alcohol when he knows he should not be doing it. Allah said, do not do ghibat, the person does ghibat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not lie, the person lies. Allah says, do not cheat, the person cheats. Allah says, make ibadah, make salah, he does not do it. So, disobedience is in two ways. One is to go against an order by not doing something, and the other one is to go against an order by doing something. So both of these are disobedience. So a person who is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called that disobedience the worship of that desire instead of Allah. Ilahahu hawa. Allah said, have you seen? They have taken their ilah. They have taken as the object of their worship their own desires. So therefore we understand when we say La ilaha illallah, not only are we saying there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, there is no one worthy and nothing worthy of obedience other than Allah. Meaning that if there is somebody, either an individual who is giving an order which is against the order of Allah, or if it is a desire that we have which is against the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not obey that. We do not go on that line, we do not obey that person, and we do not obey that desire in opposition to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This also is Tawheed. Tawheed also has the meaning, La ilaha illallah, meaning there is no one who fulfills anything except Allah. La nafi' wa la dharra illallah. No one can cause any harm and no one can cause any benefit except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La nafil, there is no one who causes benefit, nafa, wala dar. And there is no one who can cause anything, any harm to befall anybody, illallah, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the kalima is also to affirm this. Now the benefit of that affirmation is that your heart becomes completely free from any fear. Nobody can cause any benefit, nobody can cause any harm. It is not my business, it is not this one, that one, it is not any danger, no. We do our work. We do our work. We run our business the way we should run our business. We take precautions. We follow the rules of safety. Nobody says, La nafi wala dharra illallah, does not mean that you drive like a maniac on the road and you say, nothing, I cannot have an accident unless Allah wants. No. That is the hukum of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hukum is that if you drive like this, you will die. So that is, we are not playing with that. What we are saying is, in our heart, where is that desire? Where is the, what are we looking to? One of my teachers used to say that if you want to test this for yourself, he used to say that if you have a headache, what is the first thought in your mind? Is it to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is it to Tylenol, you know, pick up the headache medicine? Now obviously to take a headache medicine is not haram. It's perfectly permissible and one should do it. But he says, what is the first thought? This medicine will take away my headache, or will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take away? So the whole issue is to continuously monitor yourself and say, where is my tawheed? Now this does not mean if somebody picks up a medicine, or even if the thought comes first, it does not mean you are committing shirk. I mean, I'm not making a fatwa. I'm just saying here that to monitor yourself and to hold yourself to a standard where nothing. So even when you eat a medicine, you make this into a habit. Even when you eat the medicine, you say, Yeah, Shafi, Ya Allah, you are the one who has. There's nothing, this medicine has no value. This medicine has no power in it. Ya Allah, give the power and cure my disease. I am doing this, I am taking the medicine because I am supposed to take some. Allah made this dunya for this and He has permitted us to use means. But we do not have the belief in this mean. The mean can't do anything. So, La nafi wa la dharra illallah. Last one, also part of Tawheed is to believe that there is no force and there is no power and there is no ability to do anything in anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Is also part of La ilaha illallah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is a kalima by itself, that is a dhikr by itself, no doubt. But that also the meaning of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no irada and there is no taqat. There is no ability to decide something, to do something, and there is no ability to carry out this decision. The two things are there. I might want to do, I have this desire, I have this irada, I want to, but I don't have the means. So there are two things, two possibilities. Or I may have all the means in the world, but I have, like we say for people, you have all the wealth in the world, but no vision. So all the wealth still doesn't do any good. And you have somebody else who might have the vision, but they don't have the... So, but with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no deficiency. La hawla wa la quwwata. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no deficiency. So la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. No, nothing in creation has any ability to decide something or to actually carry out something. يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاء وَيَحْكُمُ مَا يُرِيد is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shan. He can hukum, he can give the hukum, he can order whatever he wants and he can do whatever he wants. يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيد. Whatever is his irada, this irada can be converted into actual fact. And this is the quwwat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is also within the meaning of la ilaha illallah. So when we are saying la ilaha illallah, we are saying that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, that nobody must be obeyed in opposition to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no one can cause any harm or any benefit other than Allah, and no one has the ability to do anything or to decide on anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. That is the meaning of La ilaha illallah. So when we make the zikr also, the whole point of zikr and the whole point of the series is for me to remind myself and you that when we make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we concentrate on the meaning of what we are saying. Number one. Number two is then look to see what is the effect of that inside my heart. One is to see the meaning. Second is to say, what is the effect of that in my heart? إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put these conditions. Who are the إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When they have make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their hearts shiver with the fear and glory and majesty and awe and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So when you make the zikr, also concentrate on the heart and say, what is happening to my heart? When I'm saying Allahu Akbar, what happens to my heart? When I say Subhanallah, what happens to my heart? When I say Alhamdulillah, what happens to my heart? When I say La ilaha illallah, what happens to my heart? That is the meaning of this. It is not merely to just know the... Knowing the meaning is important. Obviously, if you don't even know the meaning, then nothing can happen. So, we should know the meaning, but it's not also just to intellectually know the meaning of the words. The Arabic word La means no, Ilah means deity, no. The meaning, what is it doing inside me? So, when we are making zikr, we must concentrate on this also. What is it doing inside me? Say, La ilaha illallah. What is the meaning of that? And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he said these two things which must happen with zikr. What is that? One is the heart must shiver with the awe and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wajilat qulubuhum. And the second one is the iman must increase. Zadathum imana. Their iman increases. And the natural consequence of that is وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul comes out of this condition of the heart. It comes out of this realization of who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what is my connection with Allah. As I have said many times, La ilaha illallah is not a statement of fact alone. It is a statement of a relationship. You must understand, it's not just, it's a fact. Whether anybody accepts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the only one worthy of worship or not. Think about this. I'm saying that it's not a statement of fact alone, because whether anyone accepts it or not, this is a fact. If the entire world and everyone it contains denies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's existence, if everyone becomes atheist, it will change nothing. It will not change anything, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah. Allah is Allah. Allahu samad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all this. Allah is free even from the effect or people sometimes say, why does God want us to pray? God doesn't want you to pray. Allah does not want you to. You pray for yourself. You pray to reaffirm your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't pray because Allah wants you to pray. Allah does not want you to. Allah is free from all want, including the want for ibadah. Allah is free from all want. We pray to reaffirm our faith. If your passport expires, whose need is it to renew the passport? Yours or the government's? Government doesn't care, two hoots, don't have a passport, how does it matter? You are the one who needs the passport. You want to travel somewhere, you want to establish your identity. If somebody comes to your house and says, prove to me that you are an Indian, prove to me that you are American, what is the identity? You can't look at my face and say whether I'm an Indian or a American or a, you know, whatever. You say, here is my ID proof. What is your ID proof? Is that document? Is it valid? Is it there? That is the proof that I have a relationship with this country. I am a citizen of this country. That is the proof. This La ilaha illallah, this Salah is that proof. Is that document? Is the statement of relationship. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is a statement of my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, and my relationship with Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is on this basis that we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, on the Day of Judgment. It is on this basis that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the shafaat of His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without this passport, there is no relationship. That does not, the status of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not reduce because of that. It is our relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah is a statement of that relationship. And because of that relationship, the heart shivers with the fear and grace and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ta'ala Allahu al-amthal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond any misal. We do not give the misal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to anybody. But even in this world, when you take the name of somebody you love, there is an effect on the heart. The name is the same. The name is the same. I mean, there are only that many names. It's not as if somebody is called Zaid or Bakr or whatever, you know. The name is the same. But when you are saying Zaid, what does it mean? What does it do to your heart? Why? Because I don't mean any old Zaid anywhere. I mean this particular Zaid who is trying to hide behind Umair just now. That is the one. So the whole issue is this. The whole issue is which one? So therefore, when we are saying La ilaha illallah, it is a statement of my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it does something inside the heart. So also monitor yourself and say, what is the effect of this kalima? And this applies to all the azkar. But especially since we are talking about this, what is the effect of this kalima inside the heart? And that kalima therefore produces the effect of tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. That's the effect of all the azkar. So la ilaha illallah is this zikr, and this zikr therefore is called afzalu zikr. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.